So, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neville Hobson, a colleague for Chubbrook. Steve, thank you for that introduction, and we're pleased to be here. And I wanted to, for both of us, just to talk for 20 seconds about who we are, in case you're wondering, well, who are these guys? That was a great intro for Steve, but what are we about? Speak for myself, communicator, I use that word, because public relations is not everything that I do. It's other aspects of organizational communication. But I believe that communication is a helpful activity, but it is something that requires understanding by everyone who's involved in it. And I don't claim to be the knowledge expert on it. I've practiced my profession because of what I enjoy doing, and I'm hoping that we can create a foundation here. So I'm here to talk to you a little bit about, with Philip, on what we think we can do with and for working with you.
And I'm Philip Sheldrake. I co-founded the Chartered Institute of Public Relations social media panel. I'm actually a chartered engineer by training, but I got a little bit upset about the inefficiency with which innovation, knowledge, is communicated, or influence goes around and comes around in a transparent, open way. To me, the better communication we have between organisations of all sorts and all sorts of publics, that can only be good in the end. So that's my ethos for having moved into the public relations profession, and we'll explain a little bit more about how we see public relations and how we see the relationships between the PR profession and Wikimedia in a sec.
So this is what we saw as our objective as to why we're here. Why are we taking up your time to talk about public relations and Wikipedia? We wanted to say a few things to you ourselves about what we see as Wikipedia's achievements. At least stuff you know, I'm sure, but we'll tell you in a second why we want to tell you this. We want to talk to you a bit about some of the things that the CIPR in particular is doing that some of you may know about, most of you possibly don't, which is aiming to help us, if you will, understand how Wikipedia works. To the benefit of everyone, particularly in light of what Steve mentioned about that episode with that firm that he named. We are aware of it. Sure, it's there, it happened. But we're here to talk about where do we go forward from here with all of this. We've got some ideas we want to share with you. We want to share our thinking on how we can, we think, hopefully, achieve some common objectives. We believe there are more things in common between Wikipedia community and the public relations community then might be apparent to some of you. We thought about this a bit. Then we'll look at what the first steps might be. So to those achievements, you know all this stuff, but rather than throw a load of stats at you, to me the most significant element is a reality that not too many people possibly recognize. And indeed the comment about when Wikipedia went dark and all the journalists saying, actually how the hell do we do our job without Wikipedia, this sums it up pretty well. You wield huge influence in reality. And I don't mean that in an active sense, it's more a passive thing. People go to Wikipedia to find things as a matter of first preference. I certainly do. You search for any organization, any individual in an organization, almost any topic, a Wikipedia entry is typically in the first or second screen full of results from Google search. And that is a reality. Most people don't think about it. You've achieved success collectively that has led to, in my opinion, a significant milestone event, and it's a negative event, which is effectively the demise of Encyclopedia Britannica print. So you kind of evolved that in terms of what people choose to do. That's hugely influential. But those other metrics you see up there, the languages, how many pages, is truly phenomenal from a volunteerism base. And I'm involved in volunteerism in this sense, in a minuscule scale. So we think these achievements are something good.
It's incredible.
So that's traditional, and that's ongoing, that happens. This is incredible, this. This hasn't happened yet. This is about to happen, but look at what people are already saying about it. It's not official yet, in a sense. No, it's not widespread news. It's launching this coming weekend, next weekend, in fact. And yet this is some of the talk that's in the mainstream media and in social media. And this is just a couple of screenshots, by the way. There's no Twitter feeds there, there's no stuff on Facebook, none of that. But it's all over the place about what's going on. So this is part of the future, isn't it? This is part of the shift in what people are doing and where you're taking ideas, some of the insights, some of the knowledge from the Wikipedia community and translating it into the real world in an experiment like this. In fact, probably experiment's not the right word, is it?
I've worked with Mozilla for the last 10 years, and what we're seeing for the first time in the history of mankind is participation, right? You get it because you contribute, you produce, you don't just consume, and you are part of that parcel of bringing humanity with us so that we can all produce, we can all participate. But part of that participation is indeed the reputation of one organization. Reputation is the sum of all those individual points of communication. And that's, we'd love the idea of reputation, and we can see it go around, come around here, and that's why it's incredibly important that we find a bridge between the public relations community and the Wikipedia community. And that's where we're going now with this slide, because this is the most, possibly the most important slide in the stack in terms of us managing our expectations, managing your expectations as to where we're coming from.
So public relations is about reputation, and this definition, that first bullet, is taken from the CIPR website. Some of you might be aware of an experiment that happened from the PRSA in the United States to come up with a new way of defining public relations. And we have a new one that they're probably going to use, but I think it's going to evolve further because, frankly, it's not that common, really. This one's over here certainly better. Yet is this perfect? Probably not. There are bits within the two sub-bullets about what the aim is. And one of the things Philip and I have been talking about when we on this particular slide, this definition, is a recognition, if you like. I certainly do. How does this fit when you've got words like influence and reputation with Wikipedia in terms of PR involvement in Wikipedia? Where does this sit? Is there a bit of discomfort there? I suspect there may well be. But what we're about and what we're going to be talking about in a second is how we see this actually not mattering too much, because what we're talking about is not so much the practice of public relations, it's more about the practice, if you like, of how to know Wikipedia. Are the two things different? Maybe they are. I think they're actually not. But that's part of our educational process that we're going to talk to you about in a second. So the thing about reputation is a simplistic thing. We all have a reputation. Wikipedia has one. 1 minute. Okay. So public relations has one. Wikipedia has one. You have one. Each of us has one. We can't shy away from that reality. It is about reputation. So we think we share a common goal. Publish content about a topic, organization, or individual that's accurate, factual, neutral, and up to date. Now that's our view. It's in quote marks and it's not lifted from some place. There's no URL to go and look it up. That's what we think. Public relations and Wikipedia have in common. It's a common objective we have. Maybe how we go about it might be different. Yet what we're looking at is how do we coincide achieving that? And that's really the guts of what we want to mention to you with this.
So I've just got the 1 minute sign here.
Yeah.
Despite being only 8 minutes through. I was told we had 18 minutes. So for that reason, we might have to rush very fast through this. We want to work with you to develop guidelines, to educate, to train, to inform public relations professionals. On the basis that it's easier to have something to shoot at than just staring at a blank page, although I recognise that some of you are very comfortable with blank pages, we've started to form a set of guidelines, if you like, that we can then take out, definitely from the CIPR, Chartered Institute of Public Relations, the Public Relations Consultants Association, and over in North America, the Public Relations Society of America. So this is kind of where it's at the moment. It's in draft format, and we've got something to shoot at. Now we want to put it on your wiki so that our respective communities can pile in and do the same thing with this as you do day in, day out on Wikipedia. Tease it apart, comment, talk pages, update it. We'd like to get it to a certain version one as quickly as possible. Because once we've got it at version one, we'll agree what version one looks like together. At that point, we can freeze version one and get it out there into the PR community so we can stop some of the crap happening that's happened before and we can move on and work out exactly how we can get the best from each other as soon as possible.
This is about educating the public relations community about Wikipedia, just to be clear. This is what this is designed for. Use within the public relations community to raise awareness, develop understanding, help people know how it works, which currently they don't. That's the reality.
So do we want to go through this now? I'm not conscious of time.
Maybe highlight one bullet on each slide. Maybe the first bullet and the last bullet. Two bullets on each slide, how's that? Do you respect
how many
slides?
Yeah,
that's
how many slides?
There's only three more. Oh, we didn't bring a big deck. We knew we had 15 minutes, but unless it's a habit. In any case, be respectful, understand the rules of the road. This is to show you some of the stuff that's in the guide. This is basic, yet this is similar to what organizations do about how to behave, behaviors online, all this kind of stuff. We have to show people that this is serious. This is something that we would like them to grasp. Attend a Wikipedia meetup is going to be in there. Be part of the community. How can you hope to understand a community if you're not actually participating in the community? That's my opinion. And in fact, we got an announcement about that,
haven't we? Yeah, we're going to become members.
We're joining Wikipedia. So we're going to be part of that community. So,
are you
going to
be a member of organisation?
So we've also got a don't section in this. And these are just some of the key points without the whole explanation that goes with, to give you an idea. Not to do these things. Don't promote. Don't remove negative material willy-nilly. If some people think that's wrong, erase. Go to talk. Understand the Wikipedia process. So most people don't. That is the reality. So we want them to, and then we'll see how it goes. So,
in summary, we believe that we can do a lot of good together. How? I don't know. Got some guidelines, let's develop them together, and then actually those guidelines will inform the way in which we might benefit from working with each other. We believe there's mutual benefit, undoubtedly, and that the only way to get that mutual benefit is by working together.
Yeah.
So in terms of the first steps, we're going to put the CIPR's draft best practice up on your wiki. We want to pile in. Second, we're here today. Thirdly, we want to get that version one out by the end of June this year. And that's that. Thank you very much. Thanks very much for your time.
You can just email us or tweet us or anything, so we'd be more welcome to chat with you. Or down the pub after the